Now, friends, as we come today to this final study, we saw last time that they read in the Bible, read in the Old Testament, then they confessed their sin, and then they met in a great praise service to God. And I got so carried away with praising God because He's the Creator, I forgot to just say that as you go on through this chapter, they thank God for the redemption that came to them when the Lord led their people out of Egypt. And those are the two things you and I ought to thank God for. He's the Creator. This is His universe. And we ought to thank Him that He saved us. By the way, have you thanked Him today that He saved you? Have you told Him that you love Him? Don't wait till Sunday morning to go to church to sing the doxology. Right where you are right now, praise God from whom all blessings flow. Because He's the Creator, He's given me everything that's material and physical. I thank Him for it. He has saved me, a sinner, and I thank Him for it. How wonderful it is. Now, we saw that these people signed on the dotted line. They made a covenant with God. Have you ever made a covenant with Him? Have you ever promised Him anything? You ought to. And a great many people ought to do that. You have the list of them here. And believe me, the list is just written down here. You know, these people now are bringing to the Lord their first fruits. And you have here the offerings. They hadn't been bringing them. Now they're bringing them to the Lord. This new group of people are coming. When I hear today a church that's always complaining about not having enough money, and I hear any Christian organization, that'd be this broadcast. And for goodness sakes, let's don't blame people for non-support. Let's go fishing, as Simon Peter did, for the Lord Jesus to get the tax money. Let's go out and win some more folk to the Lord. Get more sheep. Then you can shear them, by the way. And my point is, I don't think you ought to support anything. I don't care what it is. Lest it's a blessing to you. Lest it's opened up to you a great avenue of service. We ought to support the place and the thing that's giving us our blessing. Where do you get your blessing, friend? Wherever it is, that's what you ought to support, by the way. My, this is very practical. This is Nehemiah, you know, great layman that he was.